This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Desert Financial's very own Jeremy Nelson. He's here talking about Desert Financial's new NIL program called Change Makers, where they get student athletes involved and use and leverage their platforms to get the Desert Financial name out there. It's a great, great program for both parties as well. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, look who we have in the virtual studios, Mr. Jeremy Nelson from Desert Financial Credit Union there in the fine state of Arizona. Jeremy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Michael?
Doing great. Doing great. I like your background there. It's like a nice, either a sunset or a sunrise shot in the Arizona desert. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We get some great sunsets here and sunrises. So yeah, definitely plays well to the brand.
Exactly. Exactly. So good stuff. Oh, I'm glad you're here today because we're talking about a really cool program that you guys just launched called Change Makers. It's a new NIL program called Change Makers, where you guys are kind of like, I don't want to say recruiting, but you're kind of like bringing in these outstanding athletes and folks in the community to do some pretty cool stuff there. So I'll let you explain. You know it way better than me. So give us a quick summary on what Change Makers is all about.
Yeah. So Change Makers is kind of just like what you talked about, right? So we are partnering with five different student athletes. We're kind of partnering with them to be brand ambassadors for Desert Financial Credit Union. So, you know, we're really big in giving back to the community. One of our pillars of our brand is sharing success. And so we wanted to find and identify some student athletes in our market that shared those same values. And, you know, I think one of the most impressive things as we've gone through this process is really seeing how committed, and I mean, these are students that are pretty busy, right? They are full-time students, they're athletes, they have rigorous practice schedules, and they're still finding time to sit on boards and get back to the community and volunteer their time and efforts. And so it really is a great partnership for us to have them as brand ambassadors, so we can, you know, use them to help support some of our volunteer efforts and some of the things we want to do to get back to the community. But also, you know, one of our mission is to provide financial education. And, you know, college students is one area that there's just big opportunities. So this is a great opportunity for us to utilize them as partners to showcase what we can, how we can provide financial education to students and members alike.
So how do you, my next question is like, how do you find these folks? Obviously, you know, some of the more outstanding athletes at school, they kind of stand out on their own, you know, through their accomplishments. But how did you guys kind of go about choosing these first five?
Yeah. So it kind of first started, and I'll go back just a little bit. So we signed a partnership with Arizona State University about a year ago. So we're the official retail banking partner of ASU. And part of that is we wanted to find a way to, how do we get the word out? How do we create awareness around this? And so, you know, ASU has a great partnership. They have some NIL arms and some people dedicated to help support that. So we work closely with that group. But a lot of it came down to us kind of sourcing, going through social media feeds and trying to identify student athletes that had similar values that we would have as a brand. And so once we did that, we started reaching out to them and seeing, you know, if there's interest. And as they would start responding, and then we do kind of just some interviews and we just talk to them. We want to know their stories and, you know, how they ended up at ASU and what's important to them about their education and where they want to go after that. And there was kind of an interview process. And when we found the ones that we felt like matched up really well with what we wanted to do, then we were working on some partnership details with them.
So, and it sounds like this is a program that's going to continue on after these five, you know, after they graduate or do whatever, then you're going to find new candidates, right? Or new spokesfolks.
Yeah. You know, I think that's kind of, you know, it kind of started just with an NIL group, but, you know, as we started having these conversations and learning about these stories, I mean, one of our student athletes, she's a senior, she's a beach volleyball player, but she started her own business, right? So she has a beach volleyball clothing line that's been very successful. And so that was a great story to tell. So we wanted to, so she was a great fit. And obviously we have products and services that can help her in that journey. But I think it's just even outside of student athletes, just finding those influencers in the community that make sense that we can partner.
Yeah, and NIL can be a polarizing topic in the college industry, so to speak. But I think in this case, it's really beneficial to not only you guys, but obviously the student athletes as well. So I think it's a win-win. That old cliche, it's a win-win for sure. So
you know, that's really what we want it to be. Like it's you know, it's not about them just, you know, promoting our stuff on their Instagram feeds. We really want it to be a true partnership where, sure, you know, we're sharing their stories and we're providing visibility to them and helping them with their, you know, their financial goals and their financial future as well. So
yeah, it's a good deal. Good deal. So what was the why behind this? Obviously you guys are, obviously your roots are in education, and you have this partnership with ASU. So was that kind of, you say, well, maybe we should kind of leverage the NIL thing and maybe get some student athletes out there to start talking about us?
Yeah, and I think, you know, kind of the spark that was the catalyst for the program was really kind of kicking off the partnership with ASU. And so as we're kind of building out our brand strategy around how we want to communicate this out, we started to identify who are the audience segments that are important to us. And obviously students were a big part of that, faculty, alumni, and just fans. And so we were looking for what are the best ways to communicate to these different audience segments. We started doing a lot of research. And through our research, we found, especially with that student population, is that they wanted a trusted partner that they felt could guide them through their financial journey, right? Yes. So we started thinking, well, what better way to do that is to partner with students and, you know, share their stories, their journey, and how we are supporting them in that journey. And so as I mentioned before, as we started having these interviews and these conversations, it kind of just kind of built up and felt like there was better opportunity than more than just, you know, a marketing campaign, but bringing them into our community efforts and some of the cause marketing that we do as an organization.
Well, and they can use their platform, so to speak, to spread the, obviously, and this is, you guys know about this much more than I do, but they can use their platform to help spread the word about what you guys do too. So, yeah. So,
yeah, absolutely. Again, right. Yep. And that was like the one channel that obviously is a very important channel to all of us, but especially for that younger demographic, are social media platforms, right? So, we're doing a lot on social media to create content to help get the word out about this.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing we were talking before the recording that, you know, credit unions, one of their big goals, obviously, you know, in business is to get a younger membership. And this is an ideal way to do. Obviously, again, you guys have a younger membership than your average credit union because you deal with students and faculty and things like that. But this is such a great idea to get that ball rolling, to get that younger membership in the door, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, totally. That's, you know, that's definitely, you know, is that partnership, that's kind of the big audience segment that we want to go after, mm-hmm. right? Not the only one, but one of the biggest ones. Yeah. And so being able to create these partnerships with, you know, students that, you know, they'll see the likeness, they'll see the images, and they'll kind of hopefully relate to that. And that'll kind of help put us in a favorable light as they're choosing their financial partners. Yeah.
Yep. Great idea. Indeed. Talk to me about the random acts of kindness to teacher appreciation, financial wellness events, and those types of activities, I guess, for these folks.
Yeah, so these are all activities that we already kind of have built into our DNA as an organization, okay. Right? So we do random acts of kindness where, you know, we have a committee that goes out and we identify just people who are in need and how we can go and support those, right? And that's just, it goes back to our brand pillar of sharing success and giving back to the community. So we do that, and this was a great opportunity. So as we were talking to these student athletes, like, what are they passionate about? How do they like to give back to the community? It just aligns so nicely with stuff we're already doing that we could easily fold those activities in. And, you know, some of them volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club. So it makes a lot of sense. We can go do, you know, show up at an event somewhere and, you know, hand out sports equipment with them, you know, and just get the kids really excited. So those are some examples of that. You know, our roots, like you mentioned, are in education. So we do a lot of different events around supporting teachers and grants and scholarships and things like that. So, you know, obviously with students, there's a natural tie into education there. So it makes a lot of sense to kind of fold them into those areas as well. And in financial wellness and financial well-being is, you know, part of our mission as an organization as well. We want to educate people, members, and students alike on how to manage their finances. And we have great products and services to do that. So being able to use them as, you know, partners and brand ambassadors to help share that message as well makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And what better audience than to do that with, you know, right? Get that education out there, because you're kind of just starting out in life and getting used to all these things, these new things coming at you. Like, this is the perfect time to do all this type of stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. It's a critical stage in life, right? You're graduating college, you're starting your first career, you're kind of moving on, and, you know, it's a critical point. So making sure that they're armed with the education and the tools to be successful is really important.
Yep. No doubt. And it all goes back to the credit union too. So, I mean, that's the foundation. That's the icing on the cake, so to speak. So yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I get it. So just to kind of wrap up here, the big goal here, obviously creating awareness, and you know, improving or enhancing financial education. What are some of the other goals that you guys want to achieve with Changemakers?
Yeah, you know, and I think those are kind of the two big pillars of it, right? Is that we want to make sure that there's awareness around there, and that brings shed some light on our products and the services that we can offer. And you know, we feel like we have a really great suite of products to offer students and to help them with their financial future. So I think being able to identify the right partners to tell their stories, like I said before, and how we can be their guide and their partner through their financial journey. It's a great story to tell. So that just helps bring awareness to how we can support them as a financial partner.
And I think the fun aspect of this as well, for not only for you, I mean, not only for the student athletes, but for you guys too, to get to know these student athletes, you know, discover their stories, because they all have great stories to tell, and then to really promote that as well. It's just, oh my gosh, how much fun are you guys having with this? I would think such a blast.
Yeah, it has been. And you know, it's been really fun just to see how all of our employees have embraced it. Yeah. You know, we were doing a video shoot the other day, and one of the athletes was here, you know, at our corporate office, and people were so excited to meet her and talk to her and have her sign stuff. And, you know, we've had them come out to some of our branch openings, and there's just the reception's just been really, really positive. So it's been really fun.
Good stuff. All right, Jeremy, I know you're a busy, busy guy, so I always appreciate your time, and you guys at Desert Financial always pushing that proverbial envelope and really connecting closely with the community. So we always appreciate what you guys do in that area as well. So keep up the good work. And anything else to add to wrap up here before I let you get back to work?
No, I think we covered it. So it's been a pleasure. Always happy to be on the show.
Oh, happy to have you, sir. Anytime. You're welcome anytime. And again, keep up the good work there, and look forward to seeing what else you guys have cooking up in the Desert Financial Laboratory. So really fun to see what you guys
do. Sounds good.
All right, Jeremy.
All right.
Take care. Be well.
You too.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.